It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As the new Congress gets going and a new administration takes office, Georgia's senior senator will be in the middle of many of the key decisions. Johnny Isaacson chairs the Veterans Affairs and Ethics Committees. He's also on the Finance, Foreign Affairs, and Health, Education, and Labor Committees. Senator Isaacson joins us now. Senator, Happy New Year and welcome back.
Good morning, Dennis. Good to be with you.
Let's start real quickly with foreign affairs. Do you share the president-elect's skepticism about the intelligence that Russia was responsible for hacking the Democratic National Committee?
I put a lot of faith and trust in our intelligence agencies and intelligence personnel, and I believe they give us the best information that's possibly available to them. And I think our intelligence agencies believe that the Russians were somewhat involved in hacking, but had no effect whatsoever on the election.
I have not heard any Democrats, at least in leadership positions, say that the hacking affected the outcome, but they have expressed a lot of concern about the president-elect's skepticism about the intelligence. Do you share that concern?
I trust the intelligence agencies. I'm proud that Dan Coats was just named new head of intelligence under the Trump administration. That's going to be awfully good for us to beg the confidence of those agencies. I know the inner workings pretty well, and I know the information they're dealing with, and I trust their judgment.
So do you see Russia in the way that Senator John McCain does, as the regime of somebody who is, as he put it, a murderer and a thug?
Vladimir Putin is someone who cannot be trusted. Russia's interests and our interests are not the same, and Russia's goals and our goals are not the same. I met with the nominee for Secretary of State yesterday extensively in my office. We talked about this very subject. What you have to do when you're dealing with somebody like Russia is find common ground where you can, but always trust your own judgment and not trust that they'll do the right thing.
Do you think the administration, whether it's the outgoing Obama administration or the incoming Trump administration, should pursue some kind of retaliation, whether or not they ever announce what it is?
If the intelligence community and the administration deem that to be appropriate, yes. If they don't, then I trust their judgment. And let's be candid here, Dennis. January 20th, Donald Trump becomes president. He's president-elect right now. President Obama is going out of office on that same day. Until that change has taken place, we only have one president at a time, and that president right now is Barack Obama. When President Trump goes sworn in on the 20th, he'll be president of the United States, and President Obama will be the past president of the United States. That should be the line of demarcation of how we make judgment on what we do.
Let's turn to health care for a moment. Should Republicans repeal Obamacare without a plan to replace it?
You should repeal it with a plan to replace it. We ran as a party, and we ran as candidates for the Republican nomination and against the Democrats on a promise to repeal Obamacare, and we should do that. We also promised that by repealing it, we didn't want to leave anybody hanging, and we want to replace it. But repeal comes first, replace comes second, and that's the way it should be.
But we still have tens of millions of uninsured Americans. Can the Republicans come up with a plan that will not only keep coverage for those who just got it under Obamacare, but bring those who are still uninsured under some kind of coverage?
Republicans believe in incentives and not punishment to do things. And Obamacare took a punishment route by fining people if they didn't take out insurance. We're going to take a route to find out we get good insurance created so people want to buy it and want to participate in it. That's the way we ought to do it.
Can you do that, though, without the government incurring some of that expense? In other words, driving up the deficit?
Well, there may be some expense to it. Whether it drives the deficit up depends on who's paying the expense, but it's most important to understand that we have an obligation to not leave anybody hanging. They have an obligation to pay their fair share, and we have an obligation to see to it that we replace Obamacare and all its ills with an insurance program and a coverage program that works for all the American people.
Well, you mentioned incentives. One of those incentives has been the subsidy under Obamacare currently. Do you maintain that as an incentive?
That's something you have to consider, and I'm not taking anything off the table. As you know, the Obamacare law passed a plethora of new taxes. When you repeal Obamacare, if you repeal all those taxes, you repeal the revenue to help take care of the people through subsidies or whatever mechanism we have. So we have to be very careful to ensure that we have the money on the table to not raise the debt or the deficit, and to, in fact, be sure that everybody has access to affordable coverage and that they buy it to the maximum extent possible.
And you said everything is on the table. Would that include the tax credit that some folks are getting?
It's part of the discussion and going to be part of the debate.
Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson, Senator, thanks so much for being with us, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Dennis. Have a great day.